February 8th.
39. Travel on foot. The past ages of man have all been carefully labeled by anthropologists, descriptions like Paleolithic man, Neolithic man, etc., neatly sum up whole periods. When the time comes for anthropologists to turn their attention to the 20th century, they will surely choose the label legless man. Histories of the time will go something like this. In the 20th century, people forgot how to use their legs. Men and women moved about in cars, buses, and trains from a very early age. There were lifts and elevators in all large buildings to prevent people from walking. This situation was forced upon earth dwellers of that time because of their extraordinary way of life. In those days, people thought nothing of traveling hundreds of miles each day. But the surprising thing is that they didn't use their legs even when they went on holiday. They built cable railways, ski lifts, and roads to the top of every huge mountain. All the beauty spots on Earth were marred by the presence of large car parks. When you travel at high speeds, the present means nothing. You live mainly in the future because you spend most of your time looking forward to arriving at some other place. But actual arrival, when it is achieved, is meaningless. You want to move on again. By traveling like this, you suspend all experience. The present ceased to be a reality. You might just as well be dead.